A person's poor, but he's a rosho, he's a real wicked person. That he holds back his daughter that's of age to get married and holds her back, don't let her get married. Why? Because she wanted to work in the house. That's called a rosh orim. You're smart, but you have to think it over. The Yomar Rav Kana, Mishum Rav Akiva, have a zoye min ayoyetzko. You have to be careful from people that give you bad advice. Lufi darkoi. That give you advice for their hanorashes, lahanosoi. Like over here, the father is advising his daughter not to get married because the father wants her to work for him in the house. Not for her own sake, but for his sake. So be careful for such people. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Hamas yes bitel azoken, if somebody marries off his nice young daughter to a way older person, or else be Hamas ye isha lebnoi koton, you let your young son under bar mitzvah get married, which shechure, there's no kedusha midiraisa, a father cannot marry off his son, it's only his daughter he can marry off. Then Torah speaks out, but call upon him, it's not called real znus. If you set her aside for it, it's something, but you shouldn't do this. For Yamas Yisha, if you marry off your young son, you marry him off, or else for Yamasir Aveda Lakusi, if you take out your own precious time and return an Aveda to a guy, Halacha is Aveda's Akim is Zmutter. You're not Mechuyu to give it back. The first will speak out, even though there are cases in the Yerushalmi is brought down, that the Yerchanan once returned an Aveda to a guy. So the answer here it means, if it will take you a lot of time, you're going to have to waste your precious time from stop doing your mitzvahs and learning, there it's not kedai to waste your time to give back the Aveda to the guy. But in the case where it won't take away your time, then there's a Kiddush Hashem involved. If you go pick up the guy's Aveda and return it to him, it could be then you'll be mutter. You're making a Kiddush Hashem. But here the Gemara says it's a terrible thing to do. Here it means that you're wasting your time. Then it's not kedai. The Amachzer Aveda Lekusi, all of a kosher. The pasuk says, "Leman Tzvayis Arov Es Atzmeya." Like you're adding a chet to a thirsty, adding him, giving him drinking. Lo Yev Hashem Slech, Hashem will not want to forgive you. These things are terrible things to do, to hold back your daughter and to marry her off to an older person. Meisnei Adakash. It says, "Oyev Es Ishtai." Somebody really loves his wife, kagufa. You're supposed to love her like yourself. To give her respect, covered, you're supposed to do it more than yourself. What does it mean to respect? I don't know what it means to stand up for her. Rashi says, tachlis. But tachshitim noyim, you got to buy a nice jewelry. You want to mechabed your wife, it means with nice jewelry. You want to give a covered, buy a jewelry, Rashi says. Right. More than you have. More than you have. Her watch should be nicer than your watch. You teach your children, your daughter and sons, to go on the right way. You marry them off. Somach lepirkin means right before they become bas mitzvah, bar mitzvah, right before they come of age, you marry them off. Young, before they have the taiva's nus. They'll never have taiva's nus. Is all about kasam. You, the pasuk says, be peaceful in your oil and your tent. You come home to your nice livings. There won't be any chet. Here the question is, here it's masked. If you marry off your son before he's bar mitzvah, it's a good thing. And before we said no, if you marry off your son when he's a katan, it's called the man's slicer of it. That's meyer. So we're into the territory. When is it also if your son is young, he's only 11 years old? But here, where he's 12 and a half years old, he's almost by mitzvah, here it's okay already. He already has his das, if you give him a wife, he'll know how to take care of her. Tana Rabbonin, Ho'ayev Eshchenes, somebody loves his neighbors. V'yamakarev Eskreivot, he makes his own relatives closer to him, closer to Hashem. V'hanoises Bitoi Esbas Achoisoi, you marry your daughter's, your sister's daughter. Yenis, Mishpacha, v'yamakarev them. You lend a poor person a dollar, a seller. The Shah's doctor, when he needs that money, all of our customers in the Pasuk says, or Sikra of Hashem Yana, he will cry to Hashem, and Hashem will listen to him. These chosnis are terrible, these are big things of Avas Chesed, keeping us together. Torah Rabbanim, the Pasuk says, Oisoi v'yesen. It says here, when a man lives with his mother-in-law, so it says, you get treifa. That if you're married, you have your wife, and now you live with her mother, your mother-in-law, you get tzreifa. So says the pasuk, "Oisoi him, the husband,
the yes hen and ho, the modern world they deserve shreifa. So we dashin oisoi the es achas mihen, one of the two. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, when you're living with your wife, she's mutter to you. Only the mother, your mother-in-law, is also to you. So you get miso because of your mother-in-law. Rabbi Kiva Roima oisoi the yes shtehem. No, it means both of them get shreifa. So who's it talking about? Because talking about when you marry, when you live with your mother-in-law and with her mother, your mother-in-law's mother. So then both of them receive shreifa. My b'nai, what's the machlokes here? Amrabaya mashmoyos dosh nika b'nai. Yes, have you dashin? Is the pasuk going on the mother's mother also? Or no, it's only going on your mother-in-law. And oisoy, the yesen just means one of them. But from this pasuk you can learn out that your mother-in-law's mother is also offered to you. We have Yishmael Savano. Oysa v'yesen, when the pasuk says if you live with your mother-in-law, Isha v'yimo, it says Oysa v'yesen, we give the man, the husband, shreifa, and the mother-in-law shreifa. Sidashim's Oysa v'yesachas mi'eh. No, only one of the two. Meaning where you're only living with your mother-in-law, so your wife is mutter. There's no mis on your wife. You're only chai, only the mother-in-law's also. She came b'losh in Yivani, current li'achas hina. One means hina. So Oysa v'yesen, like hina, means one. And so, how do I know v'yem chamoisoi? How do I know to say that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you? This is the kasha we once had before. How do we know it? If it's not in this pasuk, then how do we know she's also? Marin says, how do we know this from? V'yem chamoisoi midrasha. See, that's a midrasha. Not from this pasuk of Oysa v'yesen. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Oysoi v'yeshen is Oysoi v'yeshteyim. He also says no, it means him, the husband gets Sreifa, and Shteyim, both of them get Sreifa. Who's both of them? The mother-in-law and her mother. If you live with both of them, they both have a Chiyah Sreifa. Shteyim, v'eim chamoisoi, hochik siva. And so in this pasuk I learn out that your mother-in-law's mother is also to you. Rav says we do not learn out your mother-in-law's mother, but it's only going back a limit on your mother-in-law. And the chiddush is, what's the double lashon? That your mother-in-law is also to you even after your wife dies. Even after your wife dies, still you're also to marry your mother-in-law. If you live with your mother-in-law after your wife dies, you're still chayis sreifa. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Yisur B'Yamano. The pasuk is not included in this pasuk, so therefore we do not give you sreifa. It's only an Issa B'Yama. If you get Misa, now it doesn't say clearly. If I call upon an Issa, there would be. Now Mishnah says, V'Elo HaNerogim. These are the people that deserve Hariga, that's Pesayif with the sword. Haratzeich, if you kill somebody. V'Yanshi Yeronidachas, the people of the Yeronidachas that worship the Avodah Zarah, they get Saif. Now, Roitzeach, what did the Roitzeach a murderer? Sheikas Rieyu B'Evin Gabarzel, that you killed him with a stone or with a metal. It has to be that stone or that metal had the potential to kill him. That when you threw it like you knew it was going to kill him, then you're chayiv. But if that small stone really was not supposed to kill him, just by accident it killed him, you'd be potter. We'll see in the Gemara. Another case of murder is the Kovash Olav L'Techamayim. Kovash means you're holding him down. The person is in the swimming pool and you're holding his head down, not letting him come up until he dies. You're called a murderer, Yechayiv Misa. Or the Techor, if a person is in the fire and he wants to come up and you're holding him down, that's also called a Maisa Misa. The Chiddush is, even though you did not throw him there, but just a Maisa of holding him down is also called a Maisa Misa. V'ein ha'yochol alis misham, he cannot come up because you're holding him there, umeis, and he dies there, chayiv. That's called a maisa hariga. What about doch v'otechanayim? You threw somebody into the swimming pool, or the teichor, or you threw somebody into the fire. But v'yochol alis misham, that person really, if he wouldn't have been the tiyayish, given up, he could have gotten up. He had his own power to get up. And he didn't. He just decided to stay there ready, umeis, and he died. So potter, then you're potter from Misa. That's not called a Maisa Misa. It's not your action that actually killed him. You're only a grummer. You caused him to die, true. But you did not do the Maisa Riga. You're potter, you're not Chayiv Misa. A murderer is, he has to do an action, a Maisa Riga. What about Shisa by Sekelev? Let's say you get a dog, you arouse a dog upon somebody. Or else Shisa by Sekelev, you arouse a snake to go and bite somebody, potter. You're potter again, you're only a grummer, you caused the dog to go, but the actual maisa riga was the dog bit him and killed him. The snake bit him and killed him. It's not your action, it's their action, you're potter. What about hishech boyas anochish? You take the snake in your hand, and the snake has its wide mouth open, and you put it right onto the person, and the snake then bites him. That Rabbi Yehuda Machai, Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, that's a maisa riga. For that yechai, it's like you're taking the gun and you're shooting him. The Chumim still says no, poitrim, still no. The final bite is the snake itself is doing it. It's not your kayach. You're only putting the snake to the person. But the final bite is still the snake. That's not called your action. You're potter, you're not called a murderer. But we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Sforas are. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this, Mefnei Mala Nemru Yad Babazel. The Pasuk says Yad by an Evan, but not by Barzel. Why does it say the word a handle of metal? The Teretz says, Shah Barzel Meimus Becholshu. No matter how small the metal is, if you kill somebody with it, Yechayiv Misa. When do we have to look if that stone was big enough only by stones or other objects? There it's doubtful whether it had the power to kill him. But Barzel metal can kill. The Gemara says, Tani Nami Yochi, Rebbe Yoimer, Gol of Yidul of Nimi Shoma, Vohay Yoilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, Shar Barzel Mamis, a sword, a knife, no matter how small it is, if you stick it in the right place, it can kill him. Bechol Shu, the figure therefore, Nitnu Torah by Shir, the Torah did not give a Shir how big your weapon of a knife, of metal is. But behind immediately, what are we talking about? The Barzel Mamis, if you stabbed him with the knife, you could have a 2-inch knife, but if you stabbed him in his, simonim, in his heart, that then you chayv misa. Because if you stab a person, no matter how small it is, it could kill him. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kavash olav l'tochamayim." You hold somebody down in the water. Reish revusa kamashmo v'sefer revusa kamashmo. They're both teaching us chedushim here. Reish revusa kamashmo, where he can't get up. Afa gav delav yildach. Even though you did not throw him into the water, he was there by himself. Just you're holding him down in the mikvah. Kiva and the enyochol alis. Since you're causing, he cannot get up. Mishamo meis chayiv. That's called a meisa riga. Sefer Avus Kamashma, the Alpha God the Dach, even though you threw him into the water. Kivan the Yechol Alis, since he himself really had the power to get up. Just he's lazy and he's staying there. Misham Umeis Potter. There your Potter, it's not called your action, it's not called your Maisariga. Kov Asminon, how do we know this Kiddush now? That if you hold somebody down under the water and he dies there, you're Chayim. The Chur is not the Maisariga. Still, it's the water that's killing him. You're only your grummer. By if you only cause Misa, you're not Chayiv Misa. So how do I know Kovash, holding him down under the water, is called an action of killing? Or Mashmul, they have a pasuk for this. The pasuk says, Oy Bieva. If you kill somebody Bieva when you're angry, L'rabba is asamat samsing. By holding him in that place, if you hold him still and that's why he dies, since you're the one that's holding him down, that's in the pasuk, Oy Bieva, you're Chayiv for this. There was a man that he held down, he tied down his friend's animal in the sun. And the animal died because of that. He was a mitzamtzem, an animal in the sun, and it died. So is the person chayv or not? Ravina Machayev says yes. It's called a maisa mazik. You killed his animal. You chayev to pay him the value of the animal. Rav Acha Rav Potter, no. There's no chiddush of mitzamsein by a mazik, only by misas adam. What's the pshat? Ravina mechayev kal v'chayma. Umar rotzech mazik, when a man goes to kill another person by holding him down in the water. Shlo yosa bo shoyle kemezit. V'yaynis kirotzoin. Chayev. That when you kill somebody, if you do it b'shoigeg, you're potter from Misa. You only chayiv Misa if you do it b'mezid. Still, metzamtzem, holding the person down in the water is called a maisa riga, chayiv boy, es a metzamtzem. There's a special pasuk to say if you hold him down, you're chayiv. If it's only zokin,